The four abortion bills before the Senate were a partial birth abortion ban, a ban on abortions after 20 weeks, a requirement of a 24-hour waiting period before receiving an abortion, and a proposal to prohibit the use of public funds for abortions. The only measure that was passed was the mostly symbolic partial birth abortion ban. That procedure is already illegal under federal laws. The most passionate debate was on the 24-hour waiting period proposal, a bill that backers like Senator Fenton Groen of Rochester call a Women's Right to Know Act.
She should know that at 10 weeks or 12 weeks that there's a heartbeat, that there are fingers and toes, that the baby has ears and eyes and a nose.
But the bill went down 12 to 11, and one pro-life senator was absent. After the session, the senators who voted against killing the abortion bills, like Republican Jim Luther, acknowledged that passing the bills would likely have been futile.
We pretty much had a sense that's how it was going to go. So I wish it had gone our way, but we knew the governor was going to veto it anyway. So you see, I'm a realist.
Democrats and pro-choice Republicans would much prefer to see the abortion debate fade into the rearview mirror of this legislature. Democrat Molly Kelly of Keene says most voters consider abortion a settled issue.
This is something that was resolved a long time ago, and I think it is in the past that we need to move on, and I think we confirmed that strongly today, and we need to move on and do the work of the people.
The top Republicans in the House, particularly Speaker William O'Brien, are not ready to move on.
We want to make sure that issues and legislation that is of equal and greater importance also gets to be part of the law in New Hampshire.
By day's end, House lawmakers had tacked the 24-hour waiting period language onto a research and development tax credit bill. That means the Senate may have to choose between passing a contentious abortion bill and killing a tax credit that Senate leaders in both parties have made a priority. Senate President Peter Bragdon says the Senate has already made its decision on abortion.
Well, I think the Senate has made its position clear on these bills. I didn't necessarily agree with all the votes, but the Senate's position is clear, so I really don't think sending it back in some other form is probably going to change that when all is said and done.
Later, in a written statement, Bragdon and Majority Leader Jeb Bradley say they are appalled at the House's actions. The state's Business and Industry Association is urging the House to strip the abortion language from the bill. Speaker O'Brien, for his part, says relations between he and his Senate counterpart are fine.
We get along, I think, just great. You know, we really do. I don't know if you've been out and about and seen, you know, Peter and I together. I think there's just a friendship that has developed there.
But actions like these may put that friendship to the test. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.